We find in our scriptures, kingdom of God cannot be had by observation, as it is within you. By observation means by outward means. You'll find we're all children of light. God is light, and we are also light, of the same essence as that of God. But our light is enveloped by so many coverings. There are so many mansions in the house of our Father, that means so many planes in all creation. There's the physical world, there's the astral world, there's the causal world, super causal and pure spiritual plane, the house of our own Father. According to these planes, God has given us bodies to work in those planes. But we do not know how to leave this body. This is the iron curtain we have got. Unless we learn to leave this body, we cannot know ourselves. We say, it is my watch, it is my coat, I can lay it aside. But you say, it is my body. We can lay it aside, but the time does come when body is separated from us, and this is either put underground, buried or cremated according to the customs of the various religions. Our light is our soul, we are spirit in man, but our spirit is under the control of mind, mind is under the control of outgoing faculties, and through them our attention, which is the expression of our soul, is diffused into the world outside. So there are ways, if we want to know our own self and that power that controls us in the body, we have to know ourselves first. Now, we simply, as a matter of feeling or drawing inferences, we say we are not the body. We are spirit in man, we are eternal, we are soul, we are conscious entity. But we cannot differentiate ourselves practically. So first thing is to know our own self first, and then we can know God who is controlling us in the body. This physical body is a very wonderful house we live in. There are so many apertures of the eyes, of the nostrils, mouth and ears. We cannot run away out of it, we are controlled. Breathing goes out and cannot remain outside. There is some power keeping us in the body, bringing back that breathing which goes out into the body. So we are controlled in the body by some higher power which is known as God, and that very power controls all the universe. When that power is withdrawn from there, dissolution, the grand dissolution sets in. When that power is withdrawn from us, we have to leave the body. So, all methods relating to the outgoing faculties, what are they? Just reading scriptures, performing prayers, rites or rituals, they are meant for some purpose. We have to make the best use of them. By reading scriptures, they give us what the masters had experience with God. They said God is light. God is music of the spheres. What experiences the masters had, they gave out, they found subject to our present scriptures. So to have the right import of them, we need somebody who knows the way, who has that experience. So to have the right import thereof, we need somebody who knows the way or has that experience, you see. Son knows the Father and others whom the Son reveals. So any methods, they are all required. It doesn't mean that reading a scripture is not required. That develop in us an interest to know God. to have varying experiences what the masters had in their lives with God. And by performing rites and rituals and saying prayers, that means to just develop a love in us for God. These are good actions. They are meant for preparation of the ground. But God is light, as I told you. Unless our soul is liberated from mind and outgoing faculties, inverted, we rise above body consciousness, we cannot know ourselves. Unless we know ourselves, we cannot that know the power which is controlling us in the body. So that is why God is not known by outgoing faculties, by intellect or vital nerves. It is known by our own self. And our own self, the soul, is just identified with mind and outgoing faculties, so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. So first step will be to analyze ourselves from mind and outgoing faculties. First, the attention which is diffused through the outgoing faculties in the world, we have to withdraw that within ourselves and enter the laboratory of the man-body, which is the true temple of God, where we reside, and that controlling power also resides, which is light. So unless we withdraw our attention from outside, enter within and rise above senses, we cannot have a glimpse of the light of God. So the keynote to have that light is, we must withdraw from outside. Any matches which have to do with our outgoing faculties, they may prepare for the preparation of the ground, but unless we rise above them, we can have no access into the beyond. So you will find the first step is just to withdraw our attention from outside and then rise above senses, come up to the back of the eyes, as masters say, learn to die so that you may begin to live. So all methods in connection with the outgoing faculties are observatory, outer. Make the best use of them and then take a step further to rise above senses and to find yourself and find that very power which is controlling us in the body. So it is a matter of inversion. That is why it is said, if you shut the doors of the temple of the body, you will see the light of heaven. How to, there is doors on the temple of body, of the eyes, of the ears, of the nose, of the mouth. These doors, we receive impressions from out. Through these, our attention is diffused into the world. First have to stop them. Invert, enter within. When you enter within and rise above the senses, your eye becomes single. They say, if thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. So preparation, true preparation for the elementary steps are just to read the scriptures and understand the true import of them. They all say God is light. Can be seen with the single eye. Can be seen when you shut the doors of the temple of the body. That voice of God can be heard when we invert inside, you see. Scriptures tell us that our eyes and ears are sealed. Unless those seals are broken, we cannot see, we cannot hear. Now we see outside, we cannot see inside. There's darkness when you close your eyes. But when you completely withdraw from outside, you find light there. Now the practical key is there just to withdraw your attention all from outside. Through the way this attention has been diffused into the world, just to shut the doors. How to shut the doors? For that, an experience is given by giving a sitting. Then also, to rise above senses, little attention is given. And you find your body is forgotten, you rise above it. You are born anew. Your inner eye opens, each one of you gets some experience of light. So light is there. So for that is good character. You see? And any thing which is helping fester, for instance, a strict vegetarian diet, these are in good character, avoiding all intoxicants, alcoholism, etc. Normal, good character. So these are the requirements, and the keynote is given, a keynote is not given, but an experience is given. These are the helping factors. Those who are attached are given out to the outside enjoyments so much so that they are identified with them. Naturally, they cannot invert, cannot withdraw from outside. First, we will have to be, have a normal life, a good character. Then, from withdrawing within self and rising of our body consciousness, this is borne out by scriptures that there is a third eye, a single eye, and a latent eye, and the Shivnetra within each man. That is even within the those people who have got no eyes on the face. But that is open whether he is with eyes, man of eyes or no eyes, he sees the light within, it is already there. For that, an experience is given by giving a sitting. Whether how many people come here, we have got only in numbers, say 20, 30, 40, 50 like that. In India we have got thousands, hundreds. All are given sitting and they get the experience. Before they go, they see darkness within. When they are given a sitting, they begin to see the light within. As each one of you who are here, who have been initiated, they know. So this is for that an experience is given, you see. In meditation hour these things are given to everybody, those who are thankful. For that preparation the ground is required, as I told you, and some requirements are there of strict vegetarian diet, avoidance of all intoxicants and good character. And also, it is God alone who can give us a contact with Him. No son of man can do it. God resides in every heart. But where it is manifest, where we cannot see God because our soul is under the control of mind, mind is in the control of the outgoing faculties, and our attention is diffused into the world and identified with them outside, that we have forgotten. So first step is like that. This is a practical question of self-analysis. So when some competent person lectures can be given by anybody, how the prayer should be said, how the rites and rituals should be performed, this can be given by anybody with little training. But this matter of self-analysis, how to shut the doors from receiving the impression from outside, how to rise above senses, how to be born anew, how to die while alive, this is a practical question of self-analysis. For that, an experience is given, those who are ready. And they testify that there is light inside, and there is voice of God reverberating in each one of us. That is the music of the spheres, what all masters refer to it. Socrates referred to it, he said he heard a peculiar sound which led him to the in the new spiritual regions. Plato referred to it as music of the spheres. Pythagoras also referred to it. He says, truth clothed in light, a music of all harmonies. Zoroaster also referred to it. Other scriptures also say. So God is light and God is sound principle. When God came into expressions, there was vibration that resulted in two things, light and sound. So the way back to God is light and sound, which can be contacted only when you rise above senses, when you learn to die while alive, when you are born anew into the beyond. The first birth is in the flesh and the other birth is into the beyond. For that, we have to come to somebody who has got that competency, the God in him, not the Son of Man. Because God alone can give a contact with his own self, he has got no equal. So those who are hungry, God makes some arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere where they can be given a contact, the God in him. That is the God power or the Christ power or the Guru power, which guides all children of God back to him. So this is the key note to have light, given by practical experience, by giving a sitting. And that has been the teachings of all Mahasaya. A true Christian is one who sees the light of God. A true Sikh is defined also the same way, of course in their own language, who have seen the light of God within. And the Mohammedan also defined the same thing. Another soul, those who do not see the light of God, they have joined the various schools. Well, they have taken the first step, but still they have to take the other step just to have the inner eye, which is to become the single eye. When that is open, becomes single eye, you see light is there. You have not to put in from outside, not to visualize from outside, you see. So body is the true temple of God, in which light of God is there already, and with the music of the spheres or the voice of God is heard. So after the man body, the models were made of the holy worships we have got in all religions. Some are dome-shaped like head, all Hindu temples. Some are cross-shaped or nose-shaped, all churches. All another forehead shape, so in all places of worship you will find the symbol of light, candle of light. And you find the ringing something. So this is to show that such like light and such like sound is within you. So long as their practical masters, they gave up an experience of that in our own selves. And we testified that it is so. When they left for want of practical people, we have got the same questions, but pity it is we do not know how to enter and see the light of God and hear the voice of God. In the temple, Hindu temples, whoever enters, light is there and he rings the bell. In the churches, that bell goes on ringing. So they do not know what these symbols stand for. Similar, all other places of worship, they have got the same symbols, but for the want of practical people, we do not know what they stand for. Truly speaking, it is the symbols of light of God and the sound principles of the voice of God, which is reverberating with our own man body, which is the true temple of God, that we can see that, we can hear His voice, if we invert inside, tap inside and Emerson puts it. So it is a matter of practical experience, and experience is given to start with. A lecturer comes to you, gives a very wonderful talk on business principle. The talk may be very wonderful, very informative, very thought-provoking. But to whom he gives the talk, poor fellow, they have got no money. Then what will the talk do? Similarly, to talk of God, to talk of riches is something else, to be rich is something else. Even if you understand the theory at the intellectual level, you are intellectually, you are satisfied, but unless you have got that very experience in your own life, you cannot be convinced. So those who have got real hunger after God, they bled for the hungry. Those who are thirsty after God, they have got also water of life. And these things were referred to by all masters. Christ went to a Samaritan lady. She wanted water from him, her to drink. She said, You people have no connection with the Samaritan, why are you asking for water? And said, had you known who it was who was asking for water, you would have given it. This water only quenches thirst for a while. Had you come to me, I would have given you a living water of life, may drink it when you that thirsted no more. So it is the bread of life, and what is that, you see? Christ, I am the bread of life. This bread of life has come down from heaven. Whoever partakes of it has everlasting life. And what is that bread of life? He said, world was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. And what is world? God is worldless. When it came into being, it is called world. And by the all heavens were made by the world. So world, God in action power, is named as world. When that God in action power is manifested at any human pole, that human pole at which that God power works is competent to give you a quantum of your own self, to God. So this is the basic principles of our religion. We are joined various schools of thought and bearing the various badges of those particular schools. All the same, we are all mankind, born with the same privileges from God, outer and inner, as a man. Outer conception the same, born the same way, inner conceptions are the same. And God resides in every heart, but the souls are under the control of mind and matter. The reason is, unless we know ourselves, we cannot know who is the very controlling power within us. That is the whole mystery. For that keynote, reading and writing alone won't do. Even to have the right import, these things are given in our scriptures already. But to have the right import thereof, we need somebody who has that experience and is competent to give us that experience. Those who would like to interpret it at the level of intellect, they cannot do right justice. We got those things in our daily, symbols in our places of worship, but we just go on doing it, we do not know why. Why a candle in it, in all places of worship? Why some principle is kept in all places of worship? That means something. So for that keynote is only just to sit by somebody who is competent, and he will give you an experience, and you will testify that it is so, under no mesmerism of hypnotism, mind that. Quite consciously, you will see that your reasonable body consciousness and you have forgotten the body. That's another thing, some may have got more experience, others may have got less. Those who have got some backgrounds, they get more experience, others less, but the thing is there, there's hope for everybody. For the keynote to that is to give a sitting, first man precedes, theory precedes practice, man must be convinced of what is following. For a learned man it is very much necessary, because unless he knows the why and wherefore of things, he won't be able to go on with it. An unlearned man also has to do the same thing, but he goes quicker. He doesn't need to understand why and wherefore of things. That saves him time there, you see. So, you'll find the same truth is one. God is one, God is light, God is music of the spheres. That is in each man body, is the true temple of God. And we have got that man body. And those who have got man body, they have got the birthright to see God. And for that purpose we have done various religions. Religions are meant to give us, find a way back to God. And that is within us, first by withdrawing outside our attention, then rising above the body consciousness. That is why Christ said, you see, straight is the way, narrow is the end state, the gate, narrow the way. Very few there are really go that way. They commence in darkness. The broad is the way which opens. Everybody go in there, but there is no way out. So by means of the outward methods pertaining to the outgoing faculties, we have to invert, then we have a step back. So these are the basic teachings of almost all masters that have given us. For that we are not to change our religions, nothing of the sort. Religions have to do with our body. When you rise above body consciousness, who you are conscious entities. They draw upon the ocean of all consciousness, of the same religion as that of God. So for that, no need of changing any religion, but we have to be true to our own religion. First step we have taken for preparation of the ground. The other step is to be taken when our eye becomes sick. When we learn to die while alive, when we are born anew. This is the whole, in a nutshell, the whole mystery of life, which has to be solved. And for that purpose we obtained various religions. In all religions masters have come. They have given out the same thing, of course in their own language. And for that, you see, purity of life is required. So chastity you will find is the thing, first thing required. Unless there is chastity of thought, there can be no way out, I tell you. You find chastity of thought, speech and action. That the first, this is the first prerequisite for the dawn of higher life and is the foundation on which the superstructure of spirituality can be raised. So Christ has also said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And all other masters also say that. So purity is the key that unlocks the doors of meditation to rise above and see the light of God. So for that we have to just have recourse to control our senses. You see? So this is what is called controlling the senses, means the life of continence. Controlling our senses. So this is what is called in the eighth as brahmacharya, the conduct required are knowing God. So it means control of all sense, organs of sense. It is not mere control of animal passions. If a man controls one organ and allows all others to free play, he is bound to find his effort futile. It is just like we will have to control our right, don't see evil. Don't hear evil, don't speak evil, don't think evil. Through the eyes, about 80% of the impressions are received through our eyes. And then also the other sense organs. So we have to control our ears, eyes, taste stimulating food and touch by exciting things. If we want just to let loose one sense organ and want to control ourselves, well, it is just like putting in hand into the fire and thinking that it should not burn. It is a control of almost all senses, life of continence, that is prescribed by all masters. So for that, you see, all masters tell us to have a pure life, chastity. And then when you are put on that, we should be, we have got some experience to start with, you are fortunate. But by having experience that is not sufficient, you have to take heed that the light which is given to you is not darkened. How it is darkened? By unchaste thoughts, by thinking evil of others, in thought, word or deed, by telling untruths, by hating others. So for that all these things go together to help us to know God. And generally the Master tells us if we are going to control the two organs, one which is between the two lips, that's the tongue, you see, on account of taste and control over our words. You see, killing, to kill others is one thing. To speak harsh words is more than killing, you see. It is playing havoc all around. You see, in every home, in every vow, he has told me that thing that I cannot forget. Any cut by a sword can be healed, say in a month or so, but the cut made by the tongue cannot be healed every time he is sized. So we have to be chaste, you see, first. Then not to think evil of others, love God, God resides in every heart. Well, if I love you, naturally I must love your children. If you love God, all masters say, love thy neighbor. Then it is sad if you cannot love your brother whom you see, how can you love God whom you do not see? So these are the helping factors, you see. And when another man is in difficulty, you don't care. Well, God also resides in their very heart. And the soul in the other one is also of the same essence as that of God. We are all brothers and sisters in God. So in that way, love should expand to cover our families, to our classes, our countries. But that also should not do. That should go, expand, and cover all creation. So these are the things required. So we must have control of our own thoughts and cast away all desires to just ensure equilibrium of mind. Then further thing will come, whatever you have been given, you must be steady. By mere becoming, giving an initiation, you have to still do something more. You must mold your life in accordance with the principles what is required. So we must live up to what the Master say. Christ said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He does not ask any money from you, my dad. He wants these things to have ideal life, pure life, loving life. Just sacrifice. Love knows service and sacrifice. If need be, live for others. Animals live for their own self. If we also live for our own self, what is the difference between the two? Animals and men are alike. Man is one who is of use to others. If he is not used to others, what's the good of having a bad body? Man is considered to be the next to God. We are spirit in man, you see, and we must have the same quality that God has it. God is our love. God is gracious. You see? God is all wisdom. God is all life and consciousness. So we all have the same essence of that as that of God, so we must develop these things within us. But on account of our soul being under the control of mind and mind under the control of the outgoing faculties, we are just forgetting our own self. But if we are just analyzed from that, we find love will overflow out of you. You are love personified. You are all wise. And you are all light. Only it is a matter of self-analysis for which preparation of the ground is required. When a man is given some lesson, the first duty is that the teacher must be able to give some experience. When you got him, now it is your duty to live up to it and just live a life which is always helping factor in the way you have adopted. And further, you have to develop receptivity. Let my words abide in you as Christ said, and you abide in me. As you think, so you become. So these are the things required. Now what is required is we must be daily practice and holding communion with the Word, have control of our thoughts, And that experience that we have to give, we must dwell from day to day by regular practice and with due regard to ethical life. So we are, as I told you, actions speak louder than words. You must live up to it. If you are loving, everybody will love you. If you are used to other nature, everybody will have sympathy with you. So even thoughts are more potent than the words. They have radiation. As you think of others, they will think of you the same way. So these are all things required for the preparation of the ground for having on which the superstructure of knowing God will be raised up, you see. So first step, we have joined various religions, we have taken already, blessed we are. We must be still true to the teachings which are already given in our scriptures. God is light. We should also see, who sees the light of God is the true follower of religion. So that is given by someone who is competent, by some person that who spoke that God in action power is manifest. No son of man can do it, but the God manifested at the human pole, that has the power to raise our soul from the bondage of mind and outgoing faculties and give us a contact, some experience of God. Then we have to dwell from day to day. This is the ABC starts where all the philosophies and their religion starts. So we have to start ABC when we rise above body consciousness. This is the next step that we have to take. And that can be had at the feet of someone at whose pole God is manifest. Because it is God in him that can give you that contact. For that, as I told you, certain things are required. Just try to maintain. For that, I prescribe you to maintain diaries for self-introspection. Under certain heads, don't think evil of others in mind, word, and deed. Be truthful. In mind, word, and deed. Be chaste. In mind, word, and deed. Have love for all, even in mind, words, and deeds. And be of use to others. This is the preparation of the ground. Those who are married, they should live up to what scriptures prescribe. Married life is no bar to spirituality if conducted according to scriptures. Marriage means to have a companion in life who will be with you in weal or woe, in this earthly sojourn, and help each other to know God, which is the highest aim before us. Is not our body more than the raiment, and life more than the meat? We should more care for our own self. What does it profit a man if he gains the possessions of the whole world and loses our own soul? So we have given food to the body, we have become physically strong. We have given food to the intellect, we have got so wonderful inventions before us. We can hear from thousands of miles to radios, we can see men talking to televisions. We can go around the world, but with all that we are not happy. There are hydrogen bombs there, there are neutron bombs there. Because our third side, which our own self, that is ignored, we have done little or nothing about it. The bread of life can only be conscious one, and that is the world is the bread of life. Conscious contact with the God within you already, which is light and sound principle. You are not to put it from outside, but just understand the theory, grasp the theory first. When that appeals to you, and this has been the basic principle of the teaching of all masters who came in the past. If you are hungry, there is food for the hungry. If you are thirsty, there is water for the thirsty. When oxygen, fire burns, oxygen comes to help. The demand and demand and supply the law of nature, ask and it shall be given unto you. If our real hearts anchor after God, God will make some arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere where He is manifest. And that manifested God in Him alone has the power to give you experience with Him alone. No son of man can do it. So all masters depreciated the Son of Man and the God power and the Christ power working through the human forms that lives forever, before and after. So, to have a contact with God is a great blessing which we can have in the man body, and man body is the golden opportunity that we have got. They do not say, leave off your work, leave off your family. No. Remain in the world, God is also in them too. But when you develop physically, intellectually, also do something to develop spiritually. After all, you have to leave the world someday, sooner or later. You will be what you are now. If you are attached to the world, you will have to come down. If you are attached to God, you will go to the lap of the God forever. So for that, you see, contact is given. In lifetimes who are hungry, and that is the God manifested in it, any human soul can give it. And that is not understood by mere reasoning or at intellectual level. Simply, when we see that all masters say the same thing, we can take it up as an experimental maya. But we will be convinced only when we see with our own eyes some light. We have some sound with our own ears. So this has been the teachings from all masters. And for that, as I told you, maintain your diaries, submit at regular intervals, say quarterly. Don't be afraid of sending blank, I will accept. But you won't be able to send blanks always. That will make you regular. So my best wishes are with you. God help you. And that God power never leaves, that is the constant companion, unpaid counselor that manifests in oneself within to guide you all along. Today also, those who said, I think 5 or 6 people had the master's form. One had 2 masters within to guide. So after regular practice, you will find the master within, that God power appears in that form. You are not to visualize anything, my thing. If you visualize anybody, you will become what he is. God forbid, if he is not perfect, then your life is fire. That God power appears of itself in some form at whose human soul is working. So when you come, you drive your whole attention into him, he will be talking to you, you see. And when he is talking, he is unpaid counselor with you all around. Guide you at every step. By sending your regular diaries, you will be guided where necessary. Be rest assured. My best wishes are with you, and that God power or the Christ power, what is called the Master power, is ever with you. With all best wishes, I wish you all success. And also, as friends, take me as your friend. As your brother, we are all brothers and sisters in God, you see. This, what you say, grace I had through God working through my master, and that has been passed on to you. You have got some experience to start with. Now develop it further from day to day. God be with you and you will get help unasked for, always. You may leave him and he will never leave you. Let me assure you.